Grace to you and peace from our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For this sermon, I will be using the text from Genesis where he talks about the rainbow. And it says, Genesis 9:11. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. God said, this is a sign of the covenant I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. I'm happy to come to the sermon, not a video, but in person. You know, video might be the right way to go on a lot of Sundays, but I want to be here. I want to be standing here looking down at everyone. The trick I found when I come to the sermon to relax me, I look out and everybody's smiling. So that relaxes me, that I can't be too bad. So anyway, I'm really happy to be part of this service that we have worshiped here for so long. There's much beauty in this holy place. I realized that during the COVID period, the beauty of this church, for me, was realized when the church was empty at night with the stained glass over the altar. When I did come at night to do something, I was in awe of its beauty. The stained glass seems to speak out when that happens. It seemed that God was talking to me when it was dark in here. It seemed like he was talking. A number of years ago, I used to do some stained glass work since I loved the end result of how stained glass looked. I was never good at it, but I always appreciated it when anyone had the talent to do it well. About 6 years ago, Nancy and I cruised the Rhine. We saw town after town with their castles and churches. You always knew you were passing another town with another castle and another church. We knew we were passing a town that way. The stained glass churches in Europe were amazing. They were magnificent. The stained glass of Notre Dame and the cathedral at the Cologne Cathedral were the ultimate examples of his outstanding stained glass in a holy place. When Notre Dame had the fire to end all fires, we felt we got hurt ourselves because we loved going into Notre Dame. It meant so much to us. There was another reason why I love this holy place. Nancy and I were married here 25 years ago, right there. You see, we can make promises many times, but we can't keep promises sometimes due to something happening in our lives or an event holding us back from following through on keeping the promise. Promises from God are very different, as they carry a different weight and have very different meaning, special meaning, to those who receive them. In our first reading today, we heard about God's promise and covenant about the creation of the world and the rainbow. Like the exchange of the wedding vows, God promised that there will never be floods so great ever again, at least as big as the one that killed the world's population when Noah built the ark. These stories in the Bible that gives God the ability to promise things or establish a covenant with people, that might be probably the most significant biblical promise or covenant that God makes in the Bible is when Jesus talks to the disciples and gives the Eucharist for the first time in the upper room prior to his crucifixion. Every time we have communion, we hear those sacred words to help us remember that what happened that night and what will happen the next day. We hear the words to reestablish God's promise to us for eternal life by giving his holy Son to die on the cross for all who believe. God's promises were magnified through the life of Martin Luther. Luther was struggling with the man-made indulgences created by the Roman Catholic Church for people who gave money to the church to allow sins to be forgiven or changed based on how much they paid the church. Heck of a deal. How much you pay the church? You have to forgive your sins. Yeah, right. So sins weren't forgiven by God, but rather the church forgave the sins by how much the sinners paid. Much of what Luther knew about forgiveness came from the letters of St. Paul, who wrote about the grace of God, who forgave people's sins based on the people's faith. Nothing more, nothing less. Promises from God come to us in different ways. They show up when life is challenging us, challenging our health, or challenging our loved ones with difficulties that cannot be navigated themselves. We go to God to ask their help to guide us in directions when we find no place to go. We use prayer to help communicate to God and to ask his help. By having an active relationship with God through prayer, you can ask him for help on anything. We also can use prayer to share with God our thanks for his works that he's done for us to help us. Like we go to a friend to ask for help, we can go to God in prayer for help in whatever situation we find ourselves in. In the age of high tech, there are other ways for looking for help. When we have a dilemma about life, maybe we can use Google. Maybe not. Google might be helpful to help us to find out things, facts, but Google can't provide us with any promise of what the right answer is. You can't establish a relationship with Google like we can with God. At least they both have the same first two letters. When you go to God, he knows what you need before you ask for it. He will always be there to help. For this, that is what God's promised us every day. So let us use prayer whenever we want to be closer to God, asking for his help and guidance, or give him thanks. Being closer to God is a blessing. God gives us a promise that he will always be there. It is like watering plants we planted. When we water plants, they grow and flourish. So let us pray to stay close to God to see his promises at work for us and our lives. If you water plants often to help them grow, let us pray often to God so he can help us to grow in faith and help our lives. God will always provide us with enough blessings in everything in our lives. And we can watch our life flourish with love and blessings that God provides. For all things are possible with God. Amen.